Hi, and welcome to another edition of Pro Money Talk, where we help the successful professional make informed financial decisions. I'm Jason Papier, the producer of Pro Money Talk, along with my co-host Peter Johnson, and today we have a very special show for you. Originally, this week's show was to cover two topics: the importance of successful family communication and estate planning, and how to diversify when you own a concentrated stock position. I know you'll find both of these topics extremely valuable, and we will, in fact, be bringing you that show next week. But recently, Peter had the opportunity to interview Ed Slott on a topic so important to everybody, and yet so rarely discussed in depth, that we thought it deserved to be played immediately. Because this interview is a little longer than most, we will be covering only this one topic this week. But there is so much useful information in this one interview you'll want to implement that you wouldn't have time to cover another topic. Peter and Ed are covering IRAs, a seemingly simple topic. But did you know that if you structure your IRA correctly and follow the right steps, you can create a family fortune? For instance, using a Roth IRA, you can turn a $100,000 account at age 62 into over $1 million for your children. In fact, if used successfully, your children can stretch that into over $3.5 million in distributions over their lifetimes, which is not bad for a $100,000 investment. But if not handled properly, all the benefits of a stretch IRA can evaporate upon the death of the owner, leaving a large tax burden and little cash left for heirs. As Ed says, there can be no weak links. Now, if you're listening to our show for the first time, please make sure to visit our website at www.promoneytalk.com. Here you can subscribe to our show and join our email list. If you join our email list, you'll receive weekly updates of the topics to be discussed on that week's show, so you can listen if you're interested. Also, by signing up for the newsletter, you'll be able to email us questions that we may answer on the air. I really hope you enjoy this week's show and use what you learned today to grow your IRA into a financial windfall.
IRAs and company retirement plans are available to nearly every worker in the United States, yet most people have no idea how powerful and valuable they can be, not only to the worker, but to the family and heirs. Used correctly, these plans can provide literally millions of extra dollars over time. But owners and heirs have to be aware of the power of long-term compounding and know how to avoid the tax pitfalls and snares that can destroy the possibility of future tax-advantaged growth. I heard Ed Slott speak at FPA's Northern California conference in April. He's a dynamic speaker and is perhaps the foremost expert in IRA planning in the United States. I've just finished reading his new book, Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune, and as a practicing investment advisor and financial planner, I have to say that many, if not most, financial advisors really don't know as much about this subject as they should in order to give the best advice to their clients. And if that's true about advisors, it certainly holds true for the vast majority of IRA owners. Today's discussion may be the single most valuable financial concept you'll ever encounter. I don't think that's an exaggeration. And we're thrilled to have Ed Slott as our guest. Welcome, Ed.
Well, thanks, Pete, for inviting me on the show.
It's a thrill to have you, and I think our listeners are going to really benefit from what you have to say. Regarding the Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune book, why did you write the book, and who do you think can benefit from it?
Well, I wanted to write the book to let consumers know that there are big issues in the distributions of their IRAs. You know, most people focus on the beginning, the accumulation phase, and the retirement game is like a football game. I like to say, there's that famous saying in football, the score at halftime is irrelevant. Give me the score at the end of the game, and then I'll tell you who won. That's pretty easy. So retirement is the same way. Give me the score at the end of the game, after I die, after, you know, how much will be left for my kids after taxes? So there are two halves to the retirement game. The first half is the accumulation phase. Most people are familiar with that. They want to accumulate enough to serve them in retirement, to have money to live on. And that's the first half of the game. And if you have a good advisor and they help you accumulate all the money you need for retirement, you're thrilled with that. And maybe you did that, or you did that on your own or with an advisor, and you get to halftime and you're thrilled. You have all the money you need for retirement. So you congratulate yourself, or if you're with an advisor, you congratulate the advisor. You walk in, your job is done. Well, meanwhile, the IRS comes out to play the third and fourth quarter. They're playing nobody, so they win. And that's the retirement game. This retirement game is won in the third and fourth quarter, at the end of the game, in the second half. And I wrote this book to make sure people are aware of the huge tax advantages that are available if you know how to play in the second half of the game. Meaning if you know how to withdraw this money to milk the tax law for all it's worth and literally parlay your IRA into a family fortune. And that's where I got the name for the title, Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune. Learn how to work the tax rules to your benefit. Now, as you said up front, most advisors are not aware of this because they, too, often quit at halftime, because at halftime, most people are happy. They've accumulated money, not realizing that IRA money is not like any other money. IRA money must come out at some point, and there are three times that IRA money must come out: at death, when somebody hits 70 and a half years old, and when people retire and change jobs. And all three of those events, based on today's demographics, are happening in record numbers. So consumers and advisors need to know how to manage these withdrawals, these mandatory withdrawals from IRAs, set up inherited IRAs, learn how to roll over and go from a plan to an IRA, learn how to inherit an IRA. All of these issues are happening now, and most consumers do not know how important it is. It's not only taking advantage of the tax rules, but if you don't know how to play in the second half, in the distribution phase, you could lose 70-80% or more of your IRA to needless and unnecessary taxes because you had no help or you didn't know how to work the rules in the second half of the game. So that's why I wrote the book, mainly so it would alert advisors and it would alert consumers to work only with advisors who know how to guide them through the second half of the game until the game is over.
What's scary to me, Ed, is that the IRS does not make it clear what kinds of traps they've set for people.
I don't think they set traps, but there are so many rules, and to be fair, a lot of these rules came from Congress, and it was IRS's job just to explain these things. But there are not only traps, I call them minefields. I mean, just missing, for example, a required distribution after 70 and a half. That's a 50% penalty on the amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. Well, you could lose a retirement stash, your life savings, pretty quickly that way.
Or if you forget to put the beneficiary name on your IRA or have it up to date.
Right.
And the income in respect of a decedent question is a huge one, too.
Right. That's a big deduction for beneficiaries that is missed on just about every return. So I wrote this book to make sure no stone is missing, is unturned, that you have access to every possible rule. And I did it in a way, as you'll notice when you read the book, that it's very easy to understand. What you should have come away with when you read the book is, wow, this is pretty easy. Anybody can do this.
In the first part of the book, you talk about the benefits of using these plans to their maximum advantage. And then you talk about some of the things that people need to be aware of to set the plans up correctly
right.
for the IRA owner. And then the next part is what the beneficiaries need to do. Everybody needs to play their part and do it correctly.
Well, I wrote it as a three-chain link. There are three links here, and if any link is weak, you know what happens. The whole thing comes down. And I found three weak links in this, or three areas that had to be addressed. One is all the things, if you're the person with the IRA or retirement account, all the things you have to do during your life to make sure it's set up to take advantage of this huge parlay of wealth. What I call parlay is really a stretch IRA, the ability to keep this money away from the government for as long as possible. That's how you build real wealth. So part one addresses all the things you must do during your life. But even if all of that is done, I found another weak link. Even if you did everything, then you die, your beneficiaries, your family, they can mess it all up. So I wrote part two as a guide for new inheritors, for beneficiaries, for your family. That's why it's great to give to your family members so they can implement properly all the work that you did right to set this up correctly. But then I found a third weak link. Even if you did everything right in part one and your beneficiaries followed all the directions in part two, it could still be that the financial institution or the advisor who's unfamiliar how to work all this, they could still mess it up. So that's where in part three, I show everyone who reads the book how to find out if their advisor is up to the test. Do they really know how to play in the second half of the game? Are they IRA distribution experts? And I even, on page 207, start and give you a 10-question test to ask any prospective advisor. Let's face it, one mistake, it could be the end of your life savings in your retirement account, and that is not an exaggeration. We're seeing it already on many inherited IRAs. Somebody inherits a $100,000 or even $500,000 IRA. It could be lost, immediately subject to taxation if it's handled the wrong way, and we're seeing it all over the place. So I give you a 10-question test to see if your advisor knows how to, is an IRA distribution specialist, to get you all these tremendous advantages and not to blow all the great things you've done in setting this up. And the 10 questions is very easy. The 10 questions are very easy in the respect that they're not technical questions. They're easy questions to really, so a consumer can tell if I have the right advisor. Things like this. This would be an easy question. Show me. Tell me the last time you went to a course on IRA distribution planning. Now, I happen to know that I saw Pete at one of those courses just a few weeks ago. I mean, that would tell you that they're at least looking up or studying or getting involved. You know, to go to a course takes effort. You usually have to pay for it. You have to look at a book. You have to sit there and listen to a teacher. You know, to me, that's something. It shows an intent to educate themselves. Then I might. Then one of the questions are, for example, show me a book, any book, on IRA distribution planning. And I also have in the book something consumers might like, readers might like. I call it my BS detector. So, for example, if an advisor shows you a book and when he opens it, it cracks, you know that's the first time that book's been opened. I would run. So these are simple little tests. I give 10 little questions like that, so that the consumer can't be bamboozled. So if you're a reader, you're reading this book, you'll know by the 10th question if you've got the right advisor or not. And that's what you need, because you only get one chance. It's your life savings to do this right.
And whether it's a financial planner or an accountant or an estate planning attorney, you need to have somebody on your team that really knows the details, and you need to think about it in advance and have that person there. You need to plan ahead for these future events. So let's talk a little bit about the sizzle. Certainly the stakes important, but let's talk about the rewards. You have a lot of examples in the book about how much money families can accumulate over multiple generations. Of course, it's impressive in a single individual's lifetime, but what can happen if you keep these plans intact for as long as possible and let the miracle of compounding work for you?
The miracle of compound interest is only expanded exponentially when you tack on a feature of tax deferral or even being tax-free. The whole concept of this book and building wealth in general is stated right at the beginning of this book. The key to this book, it's based on one simple but powerful premise that the longer your IRA, and that's all your retirement money, whether it's IRA, 401k, the longer that retirement money is sheltered from taxes, in other words, the longer we keep it away from the government, the more it will grow in accumulated wealth. The more money you will have, the more wealth you will build. There's no question the way to build wealth is to build wealth that you don't have to share with the government. So the longer you can keep it away from them, the more money you'll have. And that's what this is based on. And it's strange, but the IRS rules allow you to do that if you know how to use the rules. So, for example, I gave an example right in the beginning to get readers right into this book on page 10. An example, if you wanted to milk this for all it's worth, let's say you left a $100,000 IRA to a one-year-old. Now, under the IRS rules, the one-year-old has an 81.6-year life expectancy, so they can extend distributions. In other words, keep it away from the government, just taking minor distributions over 81.6 years. Well, if they do that, at the end of the life of that one-year-old, from that $100,000, they would have pulled out $8,167,629. That was compounded at 8% over 81 years, which I feel is a fair rate over a long period of time. From $100,000 to $8 million just using the tax law. And by the way, If that IRA that was inherited, that $100,000, was a Roth IRA, that $8 million would be all tax-free forever. That's the way to build wealth.
So many of my clients really don't understand that their IRA money, their retirement money, is the most valuable money they have. They need to leave it alone as long
right.
as possible in general.
That's the last money you want to touch, which is why I like the Roth IRA. Remember I just said compound interest is only made better when it's tax-deferred? The only thing better than that is tax-free, where you'd never have to share it with the government. And all the growth is for you and your family forever. But with a Roth IRA, if you're the Roth IRA owner, money doesn't even have to come out at 70 and a half. It never has to come out in your lifetime. So you can keep building, take what you need maybe, but other than that, you can leave everything to your children or grandchildren. Then, of course, when you die, you can leave it to the spouse, who can continue not taking distributions if you don't want to. And then, say, the spouse dies, and it's left to a child or grandchild, then they must start taking distributions, but over their long life expectancy, and it's all tax-free in a Roth IRA. That's the way to really build wealth. And anybody can do that. You know, I used $100,000, and people might say, oh, that's a lot of money to leave over. Who has that kind of money? I did another example just to show you how to create real money. Any working person listening to this, and let's say you're even 35 years old now and you haven't done anything to save for retirement, not even a 401k, I come up with a plan on page 23 I call my $11 a day plan. I think any working person should be able to put away $11 a day into a retirement account. Now, the reason I use $11 a day is because that happens to come out to $4,000 a year, which is how much you can put in a Roth IRA or a traditional, but Roth is better because it grows tax-free. Now, that comes out to $4,000 a year. So if you started at age 35 and you had done nothing at all until then, and you did that just for 30 years till you were 65 years old, at 65 years old, you would have accumulated $489,383, all tax-free at age 65. But it gets better. It sounds like an infomercial for the Roth IRA here. But let's say you're listening, and instead of starting at age 35, you started at age 25, just 10 years earlier. Well, at age 65, you would have accumulated $1,119,124 at age 65, all tax-free. And if you happen to marry someone who did the same thing as you, there you and your spouse can be sitting at age 65 with over $2 million in a retirement, a Roth IRA, a retirement account, all tax-free. So if you think $100,000 is hard to hit, think again. It's easy to hit those numbers with contributing consistently to a Roth IRA, at least the $4,000 a year, and I don't say $4,000 a year. I try not to say that because that sounds like a lot, but $11 a day, I think any working person can do that, and even if you started late, like in my example, you could still literally have tax-free millions for your retirement.
At 8%, which I think is realistic.
Over very long term, yes.
Right, for very long term. If you had half your money in bonds and half in stocks and the long-term returns, 8% is reasonable. Every 9 years earlier you start your plan, you will have twice as much money as you
right.
have. And so it's very powerful, and sometimes we recommend to our clients that they make a gift of money to a working, say, grandchild, young person in their teens perhaps. If the young person earns $1,000, grandparent or parent could put $1,000 into a Roth IRA for the child.
Yeah, I just did that for my daughter. She just turned, she was 15 last year. She had a job at the local library. She made $350. So I put $350 in a Roth IRA for her. And, you know, it was funny explaining it to her because she didn't really get it. She says, wait, you're giving me back all the money I made? I said, not exactly. I'm putting it in this Roth IRA. And I showed her the account. And I said, this is your money. And I'll match every dollar you make. You can keep what you made, because she spent it already anyway. So you can keep what you made. But to give you incentive to keep working, whatever you do, I'll match it up to the $4,000. Unlikely she's going to make $4,000 as a kid, but whatever she earns, I'll match it. The whole key to this game is time. The earlier you start, the more powerful the compounding is.
But we don't want to discourage people who are who are older and want to start later.
Well, that's why I did that example in the book, starting at age 35 and having done nothing, putting not one dime away. And by the way, my example there with the $11 a day at age 35 or 25 and coming up with millions, that assumes you did nothing else, not even a 401k, nothing. Every other dime was spent. So at a minimum, just about anybody can be a Roth IRA millionaire.
Absolutely. Now, most of our clients, for instance, have considerably more than $100,000 in their IRAs. They have 401ks, and you talk about the importance of getting the 401k into an IRA because the stretch is not generally available.
That's right.
If you leave the money in a 401k, not because it's not allowed by the IRS, but because company plans generally don't provide for that. So there are tips in the book about that kind of thing that can save a lot of grief for the family. Now, you gave an example of an extreme stretch with a Roth IRA in the book, and the numbers really do read like...
I think one of the examples, we got up to $281 million. But again, it was still on less money than putting the $11 a day away.
Yes, $100,000 to start, and he's got
$281 million. Yeah, I started with $100,000. Remember, I said if you did the $11 a day, you'd probably start at a minimum with $400,000 or $500,000. So if you started with the $11 a day example, in that example where we got it up to $281 million, it'd be over a billion.
Oh, my goodness.
The numbers are staggering. By the way, since we're talking about the book is called Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune. You should be able to get it at all bookstores, but if you want to get it quickly online, you can go to my website, IRA Help. That's www.irahelp.com. And you'll see a photo of the book right on the home page. You'll see Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune. If you click on that, it's nothing fancy. It goes right to Amazon.com where you get the best price. I think on Amazon it's $16 or $17, and I think it'll be the best investment you ever made if you follow the advice. And it's easy to follow, and it's easy to start. I think that's the big premise in the book, that you don't have to have zillions of dollars. Start with $11 a day, and you're on your way to millions, tax-free.
Well, knowledge is power, and I think it requires a couple of steps in people's lives. First, they have to hear an idea that is compelling and intrigues them, and they need to go and learn a little more. Buying a book is a great way to do it. And then make sure they put some kind of a plan into place in their own lives that's practical, that's doable for them with their situation and their temperament, and follow through, and the results can be truly amazing. So just quickly, what are some of the major mistakes that most people make with their IRAs?
Not setting it up properly, and that I cover in part one, not having correct beneficiary forms, having dead beneficiaries, people who don't exist anymore, not updating the beneficiary forms when there's been what I call a life event, a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce. That's the key to this whole area. Believe it or not, it's on the beneficiary form, and almost nobody has accurate beneficiary forms. Why is that? Because people are generally not advised about that. Even people who are diligent, that do their estate planning, go to the attorney, get a will and a trust and all that, the IRA beneficiary form trumps all of that. And most people don't realize that. They think if they have a will, it covers me. That's usually how I start the conversation. I might say something like, who's going to get your IRA when you die? Most people can't answer that. Or they might say, I've got a will. Doesn't that cover it? Well, if it does, you lose all of those powerful tax benefits. It can cover it, but it shouldn't. All of this should be done through the IRA beneficiary form, and I walk you through that very nicely in part one. If you got one thing out of that book, that guarantees this parlay of wealth.
Of course, having the right kinds of beneficiaries and so on.
Right, and working with an advisor to discuss who should be the right beneficiary. I wouldn't try this at home alone. I mean, I would still work with a competent advisor.
No, I would completely agree with that. Every step of the way, have somebody looking over your shoulder to make sure that these steps are implemented correctly. But reading the book tells you what you need to look at and the value of doing it right. And some of the major pitfalls, really, it is a handbook or a manual in and of itself, but there's many types of estates, there's many ways to work these things, and personal goals are also important. Not everybody wants to go for the maximum 120-year stretch.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, but...
But it's a real incentive to your family, to your children and grandchildren, if you could sit down with them and show them some of the things of this book and say, this can be all yours if you follow the advice.
I'm a big believer in family communication around
right.
money, and in educating and mentoring the young people. Because if people are going to inherit a lot of money and they don't have proper training, it's like giving someone keys to a Ferrari without driver's lessons in advance. And
exactly.
It's a very dangerous thing. What do IRA beneficiaries need to do to make sure they don't make costly mistakes?
IRA beneficiaries, and that I cover all through Part 2. In fact, on page 151, I have a nice little handy checklist for everything beneficiaries must do. First thing they must do when they inherit is touch nothing. This is where all the problems come in. They try and get their hands on the money too quickly, and if they set it up improperly, titling the account wrong, for example, it all triggers taxation and blows the entire parlay of wealth, the entire stretch IRA. First thing, see an advisor, and I walk you through all these steps. Make sure the account is set up so it can be stretched. Probably, if your parent did Part 1 correctly, it is, but you still have to follow it up and title the account correctly. In other words, one of the things people don't know is when you inherit from your parent or whoever you inherit from, the person whose IRA it was, if it was your parent, their name must remain on the account forever. If you take their name off, you trigger all the tax benefits and strip it of its tax-deferred status. And on page 142, I actually show you exactly how to title an inherited IRA. So it's got to be titled with your parent's name and your name. Parent's name, it would be, say, John Smith, IRA, deceased, whatever date, for the benefit of John Smith, Jr., beneficiary. Now, most people don't know that. Most advisors don't know that, so they title it wrong, and it could trigger the end of that IRA. That's the biggest thing beneficiaries have to know. And also, they have to know when to take distributions, how much they should take, how to stay on a schedule, and how to keep it away from the government and take advantage of that extension, of that stretch period that I call the parlay of wealth.
One of the things that I'm excited about is that under the recent tax laws, families have a bit of time to correct mistakes and things set up.
Yeah, this is a moving document, this beneficiary form. That's one thing I try and get across. That's why I was talking about life events. Anytime there's a change in events, like I said, a birth, death, marriage, divorce, any of those items, you can keep changing the beneficiary. It's not locked in. So it's a moving plan. It used to be people thought once you passed 70 and a half, this was all locked in. It wasn't really true then, but it's certainly not true now. I was trying to explain this to a client of mine, 80-year-old client, and I kept telling him, let's just do it. You can keep changing it at any time. And he finally got it, and he said to me, oh, I get it. I call this my IRA leverage. I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, I just turned 80. We had a big party 2 weeks ago. Two kids didn't show. They're out. So you can change it any time you want. Use your IRA leverage.
But there's even leverage after the IRA owner passes away.
Well, yeah, and that's where the beneficiaries can really string this out and create huge amounts of wealth. Like I said in these examples, one of the examples we got to $281 million, I believe, on relatively small amounts of upfront money. It's just an amazing situation combining compound interest exponentially with tax-deferred or even tax-free wealth. You know, when you don't have to share it with the government, it grows pretty quickly.
So in this case, knowledge truly is power.
Oh,
there's a lot that we can do.
And you won't see any press releases. I mean, IRS wrote these rules very favorably, both to IRA owners and their beneficiaries. But you're not going to see any press releases. Make sure you don't pay taxes too soon. You'll never see that. These are things you have to know. And most people, it's not printed in most places. And that's why I have the book out.
And that's why we're excited to have you on the show today. You did have another book, too. You may want to mention that
one. Yeah, and that's also on the website. The website, again, is irahelp.com. That's called The Retirement Savings Time Bomb and How to Diffuse It. And that was written just before this one. They're great together. Actually, I think if you go on Amazon, and again, you get there right through my site, just click on the book. If you go to Amazon, I think they package the two of them together, which is great for a reduced price, and it gives you everything you'd ever need to know about this.
And, of course, the book we've been talking about mostly today is Parlay Your IRA into a Family Fortune on Viking Press. We've got the website. We've got the information. Do you think your newsletter would be appropriate for the average consumer?
That's really more for financial advisors. But if you're a financial advisor listening to this and really want to do the right thing for your client, like Pete does, and attend seminars and learns these things, I have a newsletter for financial professionals. Anybody who manages a client's IRA should get this. It's called Ed Slott's IRA Advisor Newsletter, and it comes out every month with new rulings and new information, so you, as a financial advisor, you can keep up on these things. And, you know, that would be a great test, not just because it's my newsletter, but if you're a consumer listening to this, that would be an interesting question. Ask your advisor if he gets, if he has any access to ongoing information. Does he get my newsletter? That would be a great test if somebody's really keeping up with this.
Well, things are changing constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And
every
that's
week,
not a,
new
an
rulings
exaggeration.
Come out.
And just recently we had a change in the bankruptcy law, which
that's
had,
right.
had an effect on creditors' access to IRAs.
Right. That was just signed into law April 20th. Now, it's not up to every consumer to know all these things, but a good advisor will be up on their rules. And again, if an advisor got access to my newsletter, they would know all about this already.
Well, I don't know where else. You know, there might be other sources, but I'm not aware of too many sources.
I don't know of any, actually, that come out every month with the latest IRA rules. It's a very specialized field.
Well, I sure appreciate you being on the show. I hope that this has been helpful to those who listen to it. I think it's probably one of the most important shows that we'll be doing, and appreciate it. Again, you being on the show, Ed.
Well, I appreciate being here, and I thank you for having this kind of forum.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll expect each of you to turn that IRA into a family fortune. Just make sure the rest of your family listens to Pro Money Talk so they can keep it. Speaking of leaving a family fortune, next week Peter will be covering the importance of family communication in transferring wealth to heirs. Following that, I'll be interviewing Skip Weiss on how you should handle a concentrated stock position. Remember, if you're not subscribed to our email list, you need to go to www.promoneytalk.com to subscribe. Only subscribers to our email list can write to us and ask questions that we may answer on the air. Until next show, I'm Jason for Peter. Have a great week.